late last week, a judge in London indicated that he'd push for 4 test cases to go ahead in the phone hacking scandal involving Rupert Murdoch's Sunday tabloid, The News of the World. At the hearing, it emerged that police were going through 9,200 pages of notes written by the private investigator who hacked into people's voicemails on behalf of Fleet Street newspapers. Evidence tendered also strengthened theories that there were several thousand potential victims in the case. The private investigator, Glenn Mulcair, and the News of the World's former royal editor, Clive Goodman, have both served jail sentences for their part in the scandal. But now, with a revived police inquiry, several more reporters were arrested and released last week. James Anslow worked on The Sun and The News of the World for 27 years. He was a senior production editor when he left in 2004. I asked him to describe his colleagues in the News of the World newsroom.
Basically decent people with decent values and decent ethics.
But if they're decent people with decent ethics, how do they end up tapping other people's phones, listening to other people's voicemails?
The ones that did, obviously you'd have to ask them that.
Well, Clive Goodman, who went to jail, was a friend of yours.
Clive Goodman is a friend of mine, and he clearly, I've not talked to him about these specific issues, but most observers, including me, would conclude that he stepped over the line and that he, by his own admission, acted criminally.
But he was the royal reporter. Does that raise a question about whether there are people, clearly he thought royalty sort of deserved to be hacked, that it was in the public interest that they be hacked?
Well, he did what he did. I guess that from his own actions, he must have thought that these stories were worth publishing and it was worth taking the actions he took to get those stories. In fact, when you look at that specific case, there were no great earth-shaking stories that came out of his pen at that stage.
But doesn't that almost make it worse, that he's writing petty, trivial gossip and he's breaking the law to do so?
I think there is no defence or mitigation for that. Journalists should not break the law. End of. Full stop.
And they clearly did. I mean, there are thousands of these cases. It now appears that there were 6,000 victims in Glenn Mulcair's case. We know that the Daily Mail was doing it, the Daily Mirror was doing it, all these other newspapers that really haven't been pinned for it yet.
Yeah, but I guess you'd have to describe doing it. I mean, that particular investigator had many, many newspapers on his books, including The Observer.
All right, but in Glenn Mulcair's notebooks, there are 9,200 pages. That came out in the court on Friday. It's an extraordinary number. I mean, how did Fleet Street's finest get to the point, morally, ethically, where they felt that this was okay?
Well, I think we have to take a bit of a deep breath and think just what it is that society is complaining about here. Is it complaining about journalists doing illegal things? Or is it complaining about journalists doing illegal things for flimsy outcomes? If it's complaining about journalists doing illegal things, then you get a strange paradox, because so what happens if the editor of a national newspaper is given or handed the opportunity to buy a stolen CD with transcripted evidence of UK MPs fiddling their expenses?
Which is what happened with the London Daily Telegraph.
Which is what happened.
And which led to the huge MPs expenses scandal.
And the internal changes that were made to the structure of those expenses later. There is no question, I'm fairly sure that even the Telegraph does not question this, that they were aware that the CD was stolen. I'm no lawyer, but I think the receiving of that CD was an illegal act. I have never known. In UK, journalists are the lowest of the low in public perception. Newspaper journalists, they are. We're right down there on the bottom. And yet, on this occasion, every sector of the British society applauded. They said, and they really did, what a wonderful job, whether they were, you know, dinner tables in Islington or public bars around the world, all thought that was a great job. Nobody said, hey, you know what, they broke the law in accepting a stolen CD.
Okay, but I think most people would say, if you are exposing Sarah Ferguson as asking for money for access to the Duke of York, if you are using probably illegal methods to tape members of the International Olympic Committee, apparently, allegedly asking for bribes, this is well within the public interest. But how is it in the public interest to find out what Sienna Miller's doing?
Well, so what are you saying? Are you saying that it is permissible to break laws in the public interest? The breaking of some laws actually do have a public interest defence in UK.
But maybe I'm not asking about breaking laws. Maybe I'm asking about ethical codes.
Right. Well, I mean, it's an interesting and important definition, both those things. And I just kind of rather wish some areas of society in UK were just a bit more clear-headed about that. We all say, and we all mean, that as personal citizens, it is wrong to break the law. But we all know that there are occasions as personal citizens when we might do it. If the law is to be broken, one might argue, if it's to be broken, it can only be broken for the very, very most extremely socially important stories.
Couldn't we, for instance, have an agreement, not only for journalists, but for everybody, that unless you've got legally issued warrant from a judge, you shouldn't be able to tap anybody else's phone?
I think that's pretty much how it is. So there is no public interest defence of phone hacking in British law. There isn't. You know, if I phone hack somebody and discover and out of that phone hacking, you know, even if the outcome of that was to save millions of people getting blown up by a terrorist, there could be in law no public interest defence.
So if it's not defensible, we come back to the original question, which is how did the Fleet Street culture get to a point so many journalists in the News of the World, in The Sun, The Mirror, The Mail, and so on, thought it was okay to do it?
I suppose I might go back to Bill Clinton's answer when he was asked why he thought it was okay to misbehave in another context, and he said, because I could.
James Anslow, a journalist at The Sun and The News of the World for 27 years.